بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد، فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا، صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, we have gathered here once again with the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has blessed us, Allah has given us this opportunity to gather in his house, to take his blessed name, to take his Mubarak name. The name of Allah is so powerful. It is so soothing. It brings calmness to the heart. Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innu al-qulub. Behold, hearken, understand, listen. It is through the dhikr of Allah, taking the name of your beloved Allah, that brings contentment to the heart. Satisfaction to the heart, peace and serenity to the heart. The entire day we have been busy with our various activities at work, in school, in colleges, workplaces, in factories, and we know the different challenges we are faced with the entire day. Now when you're sitting in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you take the beautiful name of Allah, which is absolutely beautiful, it brings sweetness on the tongue. It brings sweetness in the heart. We ponder and reflect over the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is our creator. Allah is our nourisher. Allah is our sustainer. Allah is our guardian. Allah is our protector. Nothing can harm us if Allah does not want harm to come to us. And nobody can benefit us if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want benefit to come to us. Every single thing is in his control. The sun is in his control. The moon is in his control. The stars are in his control. The seven firmaments, the skies are in his control. The earth is in his control. The mountains, the oceans, the seas, the rivers, the trees, the plants, the insects, the animals, jinn, angels, mankind, every single particle only can move with the permission of Allah, with the power of Allah. Nothing can happen in this world without the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is so loving. Allah loves to forgive us. Allah creates ways for us to seek His forgiveness. Sitting in the gathering of dhikrullah, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, whenever any people sit, يَقْعُدُونَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ, they take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا قَعْدَ قَوْمٌ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ, no group of people have sat taking the name of Allah, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, illa nazalat alayhimu sakina, except that peace came upon them, and the angels throng such a gathering. Allah's special mercy covers such a gathering. Allah makes mention of this gathering, the gathering of the angels. Allah talks about you and I, when Allah subhanahu, in the gathering of the angels, Allah mentions you and I because we are taking His name, we are glorifying Him, we are praising Allah. When we say subhanallah, we are saying Allah is free from every single fault, deficiencies, shortcomings. Allah is free from any type of defect. Allah is absolutely pure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most powerful. He is aziz, He is hakim, He is ghafoor rahim, is most forgiving. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned to the sahaba, jaddidu imanakum, renew, refreshen your iman. Qila ya Rasulullah kayfa nujaddidu imanana, sahaba asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how should we refreshen our iman? Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, biqawli la ilaha illallah, by the recitation of la ilaha illallah. What does la ilaha illallah mean? There is no deity worthy of being worshipped beside Allah. There is no person worthy of being worshipped besides Allah. La ilaha. There is no ilah whatsoever besides Allah. La ma'buda illallah. La masjuda illallah. The only person we can prostrate to is Allah. The only person who we can worship is Allah. Because He is our creator. Everything is in His control. Allah has got no partners. Allah has got no parents. Allah has got no wife. Allah has got no children. Nobody is equal to Allah. Allah is most powerful. Allah is independent. Allah is full of praise. Allah does not require any assistance whatsoever. Allah is As-Samad. As-Samad means Beniyaz. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is self-sufficient. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not sleep. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, slumber does not overtake him. Allah is Hayy, Allah is Qayyum. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has beautiful names, He has beautiful qualities, and by taking the name of Allah, it brings that the serenity in our heart. We are refreshing our iman, and especially in these times of trials and tribulation on Monday night, and given the talk, and alhamdulillah, many people had said that they had benefited me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, increase these talks in majlises solely for His pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make it be such that thousands and millions of people benefited so that it become a means of our salvation in the hereafter. So on Monday night also we mentioned that we should not become pessimistic, don't lose hope, don't despair, because Allah is most powerful. Whatever disease can come in the world, there is a cure for the disease. Allah has got control over every single thing. There is great panic. There is obviously people have become overwhelmed. What is going to happen? And what is happening? Everything is in the control of Allah. A believer's response is different. A believer believes that there is cure for every disease. A believer believes and he has his hope that when he is going through any difficulty, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wipes out his sins because of the difficulty he is experiencing. Whether it is a cold, whether it is a fever, whether it is a little thorn pricking you, whatever it is, whether it is fatigue, whether it is some grief, whether it is some sorrow, whatever problem you are undergoing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the problem a means of your forgiveness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates your position. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I mentioned, that our belief, our tawakkul, our reliance is only upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the connection that we need to strengthen. We lose hope very easily. We become very, very despondent. If a person slipped, he committed a sin, that's not the end of the world. Turn back to Allah. Come back to your Allah. Because Allah is most forgiving. Allah is most merciful. Allah loves to forgive. Allah does not want to punish any person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows our weaknesses. Whatever sin we have committed, turn back to Allah. Allah will wipe out the sin. We just have to be sincere. Abandon the sin. Make a firm resolution we won't go back to the sin. Show that remorse and that regret and that shame for having committed the sin. That's all. And turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We made a slip. A person took some drugs. Not the end of the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind. Allah gives you the strength. If you turn back to Allah, Allah, I promise you, Allah will give you the strength to come and purify yourself and come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person committed zina. He made a mistake. She made a mistake. Sincere tawbah. Sincere repentance. Come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You fell in evil company. Again, make tawbah istighfar. You did something wrong. You hurt somebody's feelings. Go back, make amends. Allah is most merciful. The doors of tawbah are open. It's a beautiful month. Rajab. Just now will be Sha'ban. The month of Ramadan. Before the month of Ramadan comes, now we must start preparing ourselves spiritually. Our tongues have to be moist with the dhikr of Allah. The month of Ramadan will come. May Allah make the month of Ramadan beautiful for us. May the fasting become easy for us. And not just easy, but enjoyable. We must look forward to keeping fast. We must look forward to performing Taraweeh. We must look forward to opening the Quran, reciting the Quran, and sitting in dini gatherings. From now, we have to conscientize ourselves. Shaitan will tell us, you know, just a few months left Ramadan, maybe two months left for Ramadan. What you do? Just go back and commit some sins. Enjoy yourself now. In Ramadan, you can change yourself. My respected brothers and elders, nobody has got guarantee. He'll even see the next salat also. The next moment, any person can just pass away. So life is not in our control. Death is not in our control. Don't procrastinate. We can see the things what the world is facing. So let us not procrastinate. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Begin to love Allah. Allah loves us. So when we take the name La ilaha illallah, ponder and just reflect and think that everything in the world is saying La ilaha illallah with us. We are negating everything besides Allah. Even the pride that we have in our heart, the anger we have in our heart, the jealousy we have in our heart, the malice we have, the filth we have, love for some woman, a haram woman, or love for a haram man, whatever it is, we're saying La to that. La means no. We're negating. We're removing all this from our filthy hearts. And we're saying Illallah. We're filling our hearts only with the nur of Allah, the marifat of Allah, the greatness of Allah. And we say Allah, Allah, then just picture every single thing in this world is saying, Allah, Allah with us. May Allah Ta'ala give me the tawfiq, give all of us the tawfiq of refreshing our iman, strengthening our iman, and strengthening this bond we have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are His slaves, He is our master. But Allah loves us. So we also, we have to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the basic start, the beginning is, start taking the name of Allah every single day. Not necessarily only on a Thursday, only on a Monday, only on a Sunday or Friday. No, every day we take the name of Allah. If it's not possible, you don't have the time to sit in solitude at home, then why is you going to work? You're in the car. Instead of doing something wrong, or chit-chatting and making ghibat and backbiting and gossiping and... See, la ilaha illallah. Talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, la ilaha illallah. See, Allah, Allah. See, subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. You are going to be rewarded. Your heart is going to feel the spiritual nur and light entering it, inshallah. So whatever time we have at home, we should try and make a few minutes, 5 minutes, just sit and in solitude, and then just take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, if you don't have that time also, then while it's walking, while it's lying on your bed also, just take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. I mentioned many times also, dhikrullah does not have to be said in any chorus or anything. Each one is making the dhikr of Allah, and the real purpose is so in our lives, our tongues is making the dhikr of Allah, our heart is mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our limbs do those things which is in conformance with the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the true dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله
Allah, la ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
Let us make dua for ourselves and for the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم. We know what's happening throughout the globe, especially in India, in China, in Syria, and so many other places. May Allah Ta'ala remove the difficulties the ummah is suffering. May Allah Ta'ala make maghfirat of all the marhumeen. Just a few hours ago, was an accident. Very young alim of Azadul, Imam Muhammad Nabi, passed away. Allah make his maghfirat. Allah give his family sabri jameel. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for them, inshaAllah. So many people are sick. People have requested duas also. Allah Ta'ala give them complete shifa. اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم وما موس بلفظ الله ما موس كريم رحيم ما موس بيوتيفول الله ما موس فورجيفينغ الله. Ya Allah, forgive us all our sins, by Allah. Ya Allah, we have committed many, many sins, by Allah. Major sins and minor sins, by Allah. Knowingly, unknowingly, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in our private lives, Ya Allah. In public, in privacy, by Allah. Ya Allah, in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, by Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are feeling that nadamat and regret having committed those sins, by Allah. Ya Allah, we have abandoned those evil practices, by Allah. Ya Allah, we promise you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we won't go back to those sins, my Allah. Give us that himmat and that courage and that strength, Ya Allah, not to go back to those sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, only you can help us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are weak. We are weak and feeble, my Allah. Our efforts are weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, how many times we made tawbah, but we went back to those sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, but we have heard from the ulama, my Allah, that even if we went back to the sins, you are still prepared to forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are that loving Allah, that kind Allah. Ya Allah, in these Mubarak months, bless us now, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us taqwa, my Allah. Grant us piety, my Allah. We do not want to live lives of filth and evil, my Allah. Give us a life of purity, my Allah. Ya Allah, purify our hearts, my Allah. Cleanse our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, hamari dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Make our hearts shining again, Ya Allah. Make it be bright again, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be spiritually strong, my Allah. Physically strong, my Allah. Mentally strong, my Allah. Financially make us be strong, my Allah. Don't make us become weaklings, my Allah. Ya Allah, become pleased with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you become pleased with us, my Allah. Strengthen our iman, my Allah. Make us live with iman. Give us more than death on iman. Raise us on the day of qiyamah with iman, my Allah. Do not deprive us of iman, my Allah. Do not snatch away this iman from our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Ya Allah, protect us from all type of evil, my Allah. Protect us from nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Protect us from wicked people, my Allah. Protect us from jealous people, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Give us halal and tayyib, rozi, my Allah. Make our sustenance come to us with ease, my Allah. Let it be halal, my Allah. Let it be wholesome, my Allah. Make us use it in the correct ways, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, my Allah. Shifa and cure is only in your hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, the world has become overwhelmed now, my Allah. Ya Allah, only you can cure, my Allah. Ya Allah, cure is in your hands, my Allah. 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 Protect us from all those deadly diseases, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from spiritual diseases also, my Allah. And physical ailments, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who have passed on, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatu firdaus, my Allah. Make them maghfirat, my Allah. Grant the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut and iman, my Allah. Let our maut come to us in Madinah Sharif, my Allah. Grant us bari'il in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant us the intercession of Rasulullah on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the hold, the kothur water from His Mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat without any reckoning, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, our parents, our grandparents, our wives, our children, our grandchildren, our progeny, our friends, our musallis, our students, our asatis, our mashayikh, Ya Allah. Protect the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, from the azab of the qabr, from the punishment of Jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from every big and small fitna and trial and tribulation, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Make them good pupils, my Allah. Make them good children, my Allah. Allah, make them, ya Allah, excellent hufaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, muleen, my Allah. Ya Allah, our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, my Allah. Our brothers have come here tonight, my Allah. Each one has got some need, my Allah. Each one of us has got many needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, the only person who can fulfill our needs is you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have recited you taken your Mubarak name, my Allah. We have sent salutations upon our beloved Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, remove our difficulties, my Allah. Whatever problems we are suffering from, my Allah, remove our difficulties, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs. Ya qadhi al-hajat, ya dafi' al-baliyat, ya hal al-mushkilat. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil-muttaqina imama. Ya Allah, grant us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, hazirin, ghaibin, sabki dua, qabool, farma. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim. Wa tub 'alayna ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Salamun 'alal mursalin. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.